Welcome to a brand new Gio and Jones after party. The three of us, not named Gio or Jones, from the Gio and Jones radio program on CBS Sports Radio, CBSSportsRadio.com, your radio.com app, and still technically brand new by searching CBS Sports Radio on Apple Music. All of that live Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. That's Pete. I'm Andrew. No Mike. Celebrate good times. Come on.
It's time to celebrate.
Yeah, you can tell everyone why Mike's not here this week, because it's kind of Mike-ish.
Well, Mike's wife, Mrs. Dr. Bisaglia.
Yes, one of our more reliable listeners to this podcast. Yeah,
she is ill, so we send our best to her.
Yes.
But Mike had to take off because he had to help her.
Yeah.
Now, the first thing I said to you was, wouldn't it be a help if he wasn't home? And I think that's a fair point.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way. But it makes a lot of sense. And I'd like to get home and help her was his text this morning at 4:11 announcing how he couldn't be here at 12:18. And I would do the same thing if my wife was homesick. I would get there as soon as possible, and you would do the same thing for Bridget.
That's right.
But help was a weird verb to me.
Right.
Like take care of her, just get home to her.
Yeah.
Help her do what? Throw up?
Right.
You sick?
Unless she can't move from the bed, which is very possible. I had food poisoning. I could not. I had to drag myself to the bathroom, and it wasn't pleasant.
Yeah.
So it could be something like that. So, you know, but either way, I would think that no Mikey B would be a bigger help than more of Mikey B.
Hey, honey, I kind of feel like crap. Oh, should I come home? No, take your time. I don't want to give you any germs. You know, come home, like, by bedtime. Go throw some more axes.
Could be home by 11, please.
You can come home, just don't talk to me. Go to the basement.
10 o'clock.
Walk the cat.
Thank you.
And go to the basement.
Go with Leon somewhere else. Check into a hotel, maybe.
Yeah. You don't want to stay here. You can't miss work.
Right.
Greg's on a vacation this week, so you got to be there.
You got to stay there.
You got to make it in. You can't stay home. Go to a hotel. Stay away from the germs.
Come on. Brian Jones wants you here.
No. No Brian. This is all about Mike and Greg.
That's right.
Don't insert Brian into their relationship. This is the connection between Mike and Greg.
That's true. I apologize.
So no Mikey B here today. I make no promises for next week because he might be back, and yet then one of us might not be here, so who the heck knows. But for now, it's just me, and it's just Pete. Now, last week, we have to get to the fact that we were all, at least at different times, in a hotel because of a snowstorm that didn't become a terrible snowstorm here in New York City.
Right.
Nearby it did, but the brunt of it missed us here in New York and around the studios. But before, that was going to be kind of our lead story this week, but it got trumped by our own CBS Sports Radio news. I think this made like the nightly news on the front page of the New York Times.
Oh,
everyone saw this. That Doug Gottlieb, who has come up on this podcast more than once, is leaving the company, and therefore
he's going to Oklahoma State.
Or LA, apparently. Those are the two options. With Doug leaving, that opened up the 3-6 window, and obviously everyone around here knew something was going on, kind of what was going on for weeks now, long before the announcement was made on Tuesday, Monday. So we've all been going back and forth about all of the different variables and possibilities and who's doing what and who's going where. So the news was not surprising to us, but others obviously didn't know it was coming. That Tiki and Tierney, who follow Gio and Jones on most CBS Sports Radio stations, are shifting to the 3-6 p.m. Eastern time slot and will be on television. Mm-hmm. On CBS Sports Network in that same three-hour window, just like Doug's radio show was simulcast on CBS Sports Network. And that, I guess, will continue even when we're no longer CBS Sports Radio, which is coming later this year.
It's a good thing for them. I know that they've been wanting television as part of their foray.
Yeah, their camera slots. They wanted to be on TV.
They wanted to be on TV. They definitely wanted to be on TV. And plus, they didn't want to work with me anymore, probably. But no.
It's a feeling many get.
Yeah, that's
true. After a certain time.
That's why Mikey B's not here. It's not his wife. He's had enough of me. So they move, but we are going to be boarding the mothership.
Yes.
You and I and DA.
Yes.
At least so far, that's what we have been projected.
Yes. The DA show, Damon Mandalore, who right now is on from 6 to 10, is coming up to the mornings from 9 to noon on CBS Sports Radio. So now this is a guy who has been here from day one on the network, started out doing 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., worked his butt off, and is super talented, got himself off that ridiculous overnight shift. I would wish those hours on nobody. Got himself to 6 p.m., and now he's got himself to 9 a.m. DA is a star. The DA show is a good listen. If you miss it at 6, but 9 is possible for you to hear it, you're going to love it.
Yes.
And it's going to, I think, and I'm far short of a programmer, but I like the Gio and Jones into the DA kind of morning mix. That's going to be a fun 6 hours.
That's a brand of sports and humor that you will, sports humor and entertainment that you won't get anywhere else. And Damon Amendolara, I worked with him a few times when he had come up from Boston or wherever he was in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. He would come up and do some shows for WFAN when I was there. I worked with him a couple times there. So I knew him from the fan days.
Okay.
And then he came over to CBS Sports Radio and knew him from the overnights as we were transitioning into the mornings, and is a solid person and a great host. And it will be a great addition to the morning midday lineup of CBS Sports Radio.
Now, the kind of the side story to all of this, and I, if we're speaking out of turn here, it doesn't matter because no one's going to hear it and get mad at us. But while the hosts are moving around, the people that work with the hosts, we're not sure where all of like the, I guess, the support staff, to be very general, is going to end up.
Where are the makeup artists going?
Yeah, so I mean, there's, I kind of want to create some kind of like Survivor type show where people fight for different time slots and positions and these random now new openings, and maybe just the best person left standing gets to pick where he or she wants to go. Which show?
I have the idea.
Okay, go.
Perfect idea.
Uh-huh.
I think we should rent a wrestling ring.
Okay.
And just have them fight to the death.
But then in theory we have one person left, but there are multiple jobs.
He gets to choose.
So then what do we do?
He gets to choose.
Okay.
And then you go in reverse order.
You go in reverse order
of choosing,
but everybody else is dead.
Well, all right, fight to the where you're. It's not fight to the death. Fight until you're extremely hurt.
Okay,
where you could actually make a decision.
So just Royal Rumble rules.
Yes,
just somebody's left standing in the ring.
You could use a chair.
Okay,
table.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to present violence. I feel like that would get the CBS lawyers who are just itching to get involved in things to get involved in this if there was violence attached. But I'm okay for that. But I think you're pushing violence, I think, because there are people in the mix here that you want to get hurt.
No,
and
I
think
just,
that you will get hurt in this scenario.
I just want to see a fight.
Okay.
All right. It'd be very exciting.
It would be amazing.
Everyone's eligible.
Oh, interesting. Just a straight free for all.
Yes. Huh. Who would be the referee?
You.
That's true. I could be the referee.
You should definitely be the referee.
Or I should incite it. You start the whole fracas or fracas.
It's fracas.
As Brian would say, the fracases.
Yeah.
Start all the fracases. I'll start it. I'll ignite the flame, the verbal flame.
Yeah.
And it'll get going.
I think what you could, we'll take, in my head, this is how it would work. Two of the combatants would be in the ring already. Not you know, they're not riled up yet. They're not guaranteed to fight. You would come sneaking down into the ring. You would do something to one of them, pants them, tweak a nipple or something, you know, a little
hit
purple nipple. But then dart out.
Yes.
So that
and hide under the
they
ring.
Think the other person did it. And then away they go.
Perfect.
And then we start sending more folks down until we have a full-fledged fracas, and then you can ref it. And I guess in that role, you could influence the outcome and try and...
I'll be sitting in a lawn chair just watching.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Lawn chair or a pina colada.
There's a lot riding on this, how this all shakes out, though, because there are people who You know, we want certain people to come to our morning family. Other people want to be on the fancy TV apparatus in the afternoon. There's a lot going on. This is a brand new CBS Sports Radio.
That's why you fight until you're...
That's why it's worth a fight.
You fight until you're kind of hurt, and everything will be taken care of. No one will have any issues.
So don't give up, you're saying. You got to get in that ring. You got to be tough.
That's right.
And make sure you're still standing.
Come dressed as you are. Bring whatever you want.
No holds barred?
No holds barred.
Wow. Just don't die.
I can't kill each other, though.
Yeah, dying would be tough for us to get past.
Yeah, we can't do that.
No.
Not with a new lineup.
But we shouldn't die. But yeah, I can't. Tiki and Tierney are going to be great on TV. They both, especially Tiki, are good enough looking for television and have obviously a lot of experience on TV. So they get to go in the afternoon and anchor the new network lineup.
Well, you weren't going to put the after party on the
no,
spot.
No, we didn't even get the Christmas morning offer. Like,
right.
there's a similar podcast with the guys who work on Mike Francesa's show, and they got to do actual radio shows because they have actual listeners to their
podcast. Sack and Lonzo.
Sack and Lonzo, yes, that's what it's called. You're not bitter at all about this.
No. I just, we won't refer to our competition by their name.
No, so they're not our competition. We're all in the same boat here. We're all friends.
Sack and Lonzo.
You said it, not me. One of them is named Chris McMonagall, and that's his real name. I'm not going to be creative like Pete. And he's the victim. We've mentioned Rich Ackerman on this podcast multiple times, radio legend Rich Ackerman. But Chris McMonagall is the victim of, in my mind, the most inexcusable ackism that we get. And that's above and beyond the ones that directly affect me, like me having to move my seat because Ack shows up 4 hours before his first update, and he has to sit at his desk, which is not actually his desk. That's besides the point. So Ack's a creature of habit, and one of his habits is shortly after Chris gets here, Ack, who is a grown man, will go into the newsroom, which is a wide open space where other adults can see him, and go up to Chris and sing McMonagall, and he like taps him on the back.
Yeah, his way to be social.
And it's just, I don't, like, where do I begin? There's an adult singing in public at work at another adult about his last name. He does it every day. Every day. Not like once or twice to be funny. It happens every day, repetitiously, and it involves physical contact. People jump in and sing along, and I judge them for placating Ack and all of this. I don't know where to begin.
And Ack is single, folks.
Pete.
Just so you know.
Pete, you're throwing elbows today.
But, yeah, no, it's totally ridiculous. Absurd.
McMonagall.
I would rather sing about other people than sing about McMonagall. I like Chris McMonagall, but let's sing about some other people.
Let's not sing about anybody else at work. Let's make that rule.
Right. Let's be grown-ups.
Yeah, how about that? Let's not be weird.
How about we talk to somebody? Hey, how are you doing today?
Yeah, good morning, Christopher. How are you today on this
fine
Wednesday?
What is everybody having today? I mean, you want to say that. You want to be engaging. You want to be sociable, not an awkward mess.
McMonagall.
It's not even a song, too. It's just his name.
He's taunting
in rhythm form.
Yeah, he's taunting with his last name.
Right. You might as well just put Ack's face on like a piece of paper on a stick and stand 50 feet away and just draw right in McMonagall's face.
Well, and like, this is a guy who, doesn't shake hands, does arm bumps, wipes everything down, has his own everything, so he's not sharing. He has his own computer mouse.
Well, problem,
but he touches McMonagall.
Right. Here's the thing. I don't understand amongst all of Ack's things is the fact that he has plates, right? A stack of plates. If you ever saw the mockery by Will Ferrell of James Lipton,
yes,
and the cards and his inside the actor studio cards and the big giant pile,
yeah,
think of that, but plates with Ackerman. There's no need for them. You can have one plate. They're not his. You got one plate. Throw it out. Then the next day, get another plate, just like everybody else.
Yeah, so this is. I didn't think we were going to get this far into Ack today, but why not? So the way, and I do some of these things that Ack does, but he does them because he's Ack to the nth degree. So, you know, we have a common area a kitchen down the hallway from us, because there's what, two other radio stations and a group of desks on our floor here, and everybody shares this one kitchen. So there's a lot of things in there. There's utensils, there's coffee, there's tea, there's creamer, sugar, plates, whatever, and paper towels.
Mm-hmm.
So Ack will go into that room and he'll take out a stack of plates and two rolls of paper towels, and he brings them back to the news, to his desk, and uses them for himself, but other people as well. But you're right. I mean, the stack of plates is
so unnecessary.
100 plates high, and my assumption is the bottom 74 have never been touched.
Right.
You're gonna need carbon dating to know when they're from. They've been there that long, and they're probably all just crunched together because no one's using that many plates that you're gonna go through the pile that far.
Right.
Take a couple off the top, and that's it. But yeah, these are publicly used things. Now I have a cup of creamers in my locker because the creamers disappear. So when there's new creamers, I take a bunch. So I always have them.
So Bogus steals creamers.
I do. I don't steal them. I take them in advance.
Right.
I don't leave the building with them. I'm gonna use them. I just take them in advance. So I have them for a couple of days, and I'm not lost without them. But Act as all this stuff, and then kind of acts like they're his.
Right.
And he bought them, and you can't touch them.
They're not his.
No.
They're property of CBS Radio. Like everybody else. Look, if I'm going to go in that lounge and take some cups, I'm going to take a stack of cups, and I'm going to put them in the general area.
Right, which we do.
So everybody can have a cup.
Yeah, we take a big, there's always sugar. The one thing we always have is sugar here.
Right.
I don't know if you've noticed that. There's never been a sugar outage.
A lot of sugar.
So we have a huge thing of sugar and a sleeve of cups. So it saves us walks back to the newsroom. No big deal. When I used to work, I worked at Sirius before here, and I don't know where this arrangement came from. I don't know if they were paying for it, I don't know if it was a trade-off for advertising, but each floor in their kitchen had a fridge stocked with drinks, Pepsi products.
That's great.
And orange juice and apple juice. And then the actual fridge, this was one of those display case kind of things. In the actual fridge, there were cartons and cartons and cartons of milk and half and half. So you could just, you were loaded on that front. People used to, and Keurig K-cups, people used to take them home.
That's ridiculous.
I saw a dude one time I found out it was his last day at work. He went, and this one I applauded. He went in there and he basically made a going away case of crap for himself. And he took a bunch of soda and some juice. And I said, you would do that. That's why you're laughing. Like, that's a good idea. I'm going to remember this.
No,
sent home from
you. I would not do that. I actually probably...
you just kill somebody.
I actually probably tell the boss about it.
you would tattle. Guess what Bogus did on his way out?
Right.
He just took a bunch, 74.
Creamers.
Yeah. We have no more French vanilla creamers because Bogus took all of them.
That's actually smart, though.
Yeah, but people who would go in there.
I don't condone stealing, but that's actually smart.
Yeah, that was an F you to the company. That one I'm okay with. But people will go in there and take two cans of Pepsi for the rest of the night. It doesn't work. Clearly there's an infinite supply of Pepsi, so you're not keeping it from me.
Right.
But it's not for you to stock your fridge.
Take whenever
it's for you when you're here.
Right.
If you want to have 17 Pepsis while you're during your 8-hour shift.
What are you, Ray Martell?
Fine by me. But you can't take one for the road.
Long story short with this is whenever you see Ackerman, walk the other way.
Oh, yeah.
Walk the other way. And make sure you have your own plate.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting one from him.
All right, last thing we have to discuss, and it ended up kind of being a dud, but we were supposed to get this awful amount of snow last Monday and Tuesday. And man, what a battle it was for to schedule. because we have to be here. We have really, really good jobs that really require no complaining. I mean, all things considered, we are all very lucky to do what we do in this industry.
We're very lucky to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Lucky
to have jobs, lucky to have this kind of job and this kind of industry. But there are things that are, like anything else, that is mostly awesome. There are some bad things. Now, one of the bad things is, we have to be at work.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have snow days. We have to be on the air. And it's also not a job where we only have two counters open today, or you can work. Like, I can't work from home. My wife can work from home if the weather is bad or whatever. She can just stay home.
I can't run a board from my bathroom.
And if I'm like, and the way the, at least speaking from my job in particular with the anchors, there's only one of us here at a time. So if I can't make it in, the person who was before me has to stay until somebody else can come. And, you know, so when a storm hits, whether it's snow or like a hurricane, there might be issues with public transportation and whatnot. They sometimes get us hotel rooms nearby so we're here and that we can get to work safely and actually just get to work. So the problem with this storm was the timing kept changing and the amounts kept changing. So we're going to stay over just Monday, or how about just Tuesday, or how about both days, and how about 0 days, and how about you can't stay now, but they can stay. I mean, it was a cluster F.
It was really funny. It was one of those – the first time ever I've reached out about a hotel, and I end up going home.
I mean, so P was told, well, you're getting a room for Monday, pack your bags. He came in Monday all excited for a sleepover with his bag packed. I'm like, yeah, you should go home
tonight. You're going home.
Because the snow's not coming until overnight. You can get back in the morning.
Oh, it's awful. But, you know, it was totally understood, but
this is the problem now.
You see, with these storms also, that go back to Mikey B.
Yeah.
Mikey B with these storms, he doesn't know what the hell he wants to do.
Yeah,
he wants to go home. He wants to stay. He wants to go home. He wants to stay. He should just pick what he wants to do.
Yeah, the last storm, the one previous to this, whatever you do, don't drive in. He drove in and took him like 90 minutes in the snow, shoveling his car out, and then drove home at like 2 miles an hour in New Jersey.
So I think I was in the car with him that one.
So this time, like, just don't drive in. And then, like you said, I need a hotel. I don't need a hotel. I need a hotel. Right. I don't need a hotel. And now he ended up
all
being...
All day.
Right. Now he ended up being one of the people, because the storm ended up being further west than they thought. So into New Jersey, where he lived, he got slammed.
He got creamed.
He had to stay in the city because he couldn't have gotten home and then gotten back for the next morning. But like me, I came in Monday night and stayed in a room with Mike that Mike's wife paid for with her, because we were afraid we couldn't get in. And there were no rooms for us through CBS.
The Beseglers could have went to Acapulco with that free room. And instead, you're in it with Mikey B.
Spooning. And then Tuesday, you know, we come to work in snow. It ends up being slush and rain. I went home Tuesday. I got home at basically the same exact time I would have under regular weather circumstances. I got home no problem. And this is what's going to happen now. The next time there's a storm, they're not going to get us rooms because they kind of got burned this time because they weren't that necessary.
Well,
they were all going to die in the unforeseen blizzard of June 2017.
They had 11 rooms for a Tuesday night. And, you know, they were already booked, so we all went and did it.
Yeah.
You know, just to be safe. You didn't. I had my own room.
Yeah, I know. You actually thanked me for going home.
I did. Thank you very much. I was able to.
Like, it was a gift. I don't want to know what you did in the room by yourself, that you were so excited for me to go home. I don't want to know.
I think I slept across the two beds.
Well, I mean, that was, and this is how, you know, we get up really early. Here's one of the other small negative things. So, like, sleeping is such a bonus. And that's all I wanted to do not that I didn't want to be home, but the idea of leaving here on Tuesday and going back to the hotel and just taking a nap until whenever I woke up was such a glorious idea that I actually was mad for a little bit that the snow wasn't worse.
Yeah.
I was like, because once it was okay to travel, I had to go home.
Well, the rooms were going to be there, and I figured, you know, better to be safe than sorry.
Right.
Be here.
I mean, and you, I had to go home and shovel. My wife's there by herself with the kids. Like, if God forbid the power went out, she would have been, you know, she would have been scrambling. So
Bridget was at her mother's.
Right, and so, your parents were not home, right?
My parents were home.
So, I mean, your dad was there.
My parents were home.
Right. So, I mean, you had shoveling things. I had to, you know, I was hiring a guy to come shovel that I canceled because I was there to do it. It was just, it ended up being a dud, and that's probably going to screw us the next time there's a storm, because they're not going to.
30 feet of snow, we'll be traveling then.
Yeah, not me. all right. We love CBS, by the way, and Entercom. Yay!
Yes.
We don't love Mike, so we didn't miss him today. Hopefully he's back here next week.
Get well, Dr. Beseglia.
Yes, most importantly.
Our biggest fan.
Because we can't lose listeners.
We can't.
No, we need as many as possible. So
we got to tell our listener, Dr. Beseglia, please get better.
Yes.
I hope whatever you have is out of your system by the end of tonight.
Yes.
And the end of this time you're hearing this. And we send you our best.
Yeah, and hi as well to Mike's dad, another regular listener,
like
and to Stu, because Stu listens every week.
Stu Kovacs.
Stu, we'll see you in a second when we come down the hallway.
One of the greats.
After we're done taping this. So, as always, please listen to the full radio show Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Radio, CBSSportsRadio.com, your radio.com app, and by searching CBS Sports Radio on Apple Music. That's what it's called.
Apple.
And again, all previous versions of this podcast right below this one, wherever you are finding us, play that at iTunes, whatever. So yeah, enjoy whatever is going on. It's Wednesday here, so have a good Wednesday and a good week, and we'll see you next time, I guess. Hopefully all three of us. Mike, screw off. That's Pete. I'm Andrew. We'll see you again next time back here at the after party.
Party.